screamer, we all screamer for ice creamer.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On reprendra
ça? Non.
Is that a proposition?
More comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes. I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certalem FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula, programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Sarah Bécard, aujourd'hui Robert De Niro.
Saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. There suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And then I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Oh, blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
The only real question we should ask ourselves during our existence is, how much is a man's life worth? Knowing what you're worth is like knowing what day you're gonna die. Me? I'm worth $20 million, and I'd hand over every last dollar to get my old life back.
Liza Minnelli et Robert De Niro chantant Blue Moon dans New York, New York pour entamer Certalem FIP. Alors que The Irishman, dernier film en date de son compagnonnage avec Martin Scorsese, sort le 27 novembre, c'est le moment de nous pencher sur la filmographie musicale d'un monstre sacré du cinéma américain. Repéré par De Palma après être passé par l'Actor Studio, il a incarné tous les rôles dont un acteur puisse rêver. Boxeur, pompier, chauffeur de taxi, plombier, vétéran du Vietnam, flic et bien sûr gangster. Un rôle qu'il a littéralement mythifié, mafieux chez Scorsese, parrain pour Coppola ou Al Capone pour De Palma. Figure tragique le plus souvent, mais également très bon acteur comique, De Niro peut absolument tout jouer, indépendamment de la qualité d'un film, faisant preuve à chaque fois d'un engagement total et n'hésitant pas à métamorphoser son corps au gré des personnages qu'il rencontre. Discret sur sa vie privée, accordant très peu d'interviews, Il lui arrive néanmoins de défendre avec panache ses idées politiques, quitte à dire tout haut ce qu'il pense, par exemple, du président américain actuel. Un minable, un escroc, un mauvais artiste et un roquet qui ne sait pas de quoi il parle car il ne travaille pas ses sujets. Il était une fois Robert De Niro, un affranchi qui n'a peur de rien.
Where to? Sir, where do you want to go?
Anywhere. First bus. One way.
I'll be $1.20.
I'm not interested in your friends in high places, and I don't trust politicians. I like this thing of the streets. It makes me feel good. I like the smell of it. It opens up my lungs.
This out, please.
People say you're riding high in April, shot down in May, but I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life,
that's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it.
And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get there's nothing shaking come this here July. I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and
yes.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too, even if it's over the phone. Our friend speaks very highly of you.
Thank you.
I heard you paint houses.
Yes, I do, sir. Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Frank Sheeran. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Under the contract, management can only fire a driver on very specific charges. So, you ever show up late?
On a job?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, then. We don't have nothing to worry about.
Do you know who, if anyone, was behind the disappearance of James Hoffa? Mr. Sheeran?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer that question on the grounds that it might tend to incriminate me.
Après « Il était une fois en Amérique » de Sergio Leone, Sinatra « That's Life », entendu dans « Il était une fois le Bronx », merveilleux film sur l'enfance, réalisé en 1993 par Robert De Niro, puis la bande-annonce de « The Irishman » de Martin Scorsese, qui le voit retrouver son mentor 45 ans après des débuts fracassants. Un ralenti dans la fumée d'un bar glauque de Little Italy à New York, dans lequel il entre, deux filles à son bras, sous le regard inquiet d'Harvey Keitel. On écoute Robert et Harvey se disputer quelques dollars dans Mean Streets et dans certains Lemfip.
What's the matter with you, Johnny? You can't go around bullshitting people that way. If you're worried about something, you gotta keep it.
You don't know what happened to me. I'm so depressed about other things. I can't worry about payments, you know what I mean? I come home last Tuesday, I had my money, cash, you know? Blah, blah, bing, bing. I'm coming home, I ran into Jimmy Sparks. I owe Jimmy Sparks 700, like, for 4 months. I gotta pay the guy. Lives in my building, hangs out across the street. I gotta pay the guy, right?
Yeah.
So what happened? I had to give some to my mother, and then I wound up with 25 at the end of the week. And then what happened today, you ain't gonna believe, because it's just incredible. I can't believe it myself.
What?
I was in a game. I was ahead, like, $600, $700, right?
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, and that's the street. You know Joey Clams?
Yeah.
Joey Scala, yeah.
I know him too, yeah.
Yeah, no, Joey Scala's Joey Clams.
Right.
Right.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
May 10th. Thank God for the rain, which has helped wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in $350 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter. All the animals come out at night. buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets. I go all over. I take people to the Bronx, Brooklyn. I take them to Harlem. I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. It does to some. Some won't even take spooks. Don't make no difference to me. Each night when I return the cab to the garage, I have to clean the back seat. Some nights I clean out the blood. 12 hours of work and I still can't sleep. Damn. Days go on, and they don't end. All my life needed was a sense of someplace to go. I don't believe that one should devote his life to morbid self-attention. I believe that someone should become a person like other people. Follow me my whole life, everywhere. Bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. I'm God's lonely man. June 8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. Then suddenly, there is a change. June 29th. I gotta get in shape now. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight. The idea had been growing in my brain for some time. True force. All the king's men cannot put it back together again.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up. Now I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
Jake LaMotta and Sugar Ray Robinson meet for the third time. These men are unique, becoming classic rivals. These two men, fierce, powerful fighters, dangerous so much so that no other fighter will go near them. And so they fight each other, 3 weeks apart. They've each won one, and they'll probably fight again the way it looks now. They go to close quarters at the bell.
Thank you. fucking decision because he's going in the army next week. That's the only reason.
Knocked him down. I don't know what else I gotta do.
You won and they robbed you. They're miserable because their mother's taking up the fucking ass. That's why.
I've done a lot of bad things, Joey. Maybe it's coming back to me.
Deux films clés de De Niro et Scorsese dans Certain Film via la musique de Bernard Herrmann, mixée aux divagations de Bob dans Taxi Driver. Puis La Cavalleria Rusticana de Pietro Mascagni, prologue de Raging Bull qui voit Jack LaMotta filmé en noir et blanc sur un ring, peignoir sur le dos et poing serré. C'est De Niro qui apporte l'autobiographie du boxeur à Scorsese et Paul Schrader qui écrit cette parabole biblique et un rôle qui fait prendre 30 kilos à De Niro mais lui offre l'Oscar du meilleur acteur. Quelques années plus tard, en 1991, son complice Joey Pesci décroche à son tour l'Oscar du meilleur second rôle pour Les Affranchis, qui les confronte à un petit jeune qui monte, Ray Liotta.
Johnny, are you nuts?
What are you getting excited for, Jerry?
What am I getting excited for? You stupid, we've got a million fucking bulls out there. Everybody's watching us and you get a fucking car. Are you telling me I'm excited?
My mother's name. It's a wedding gift.
I don't give a fuck whose name it's on. Are you stupid or what? Did you hear what I said? Don't buy anything, don't get anything, nothing big. Did you hear what I said? What's the matter with you?
What are you getting excited for?
What am I getting excited about? Because you're gonna get us all fucking pinched, that's why. What are you, stupid? What's the matter with you?
I apologize.
What's the matter with you?
Sorry.
The fuck is the matter with you?
My mother's name.
What'd you say? Are you being a fucking wise guy with me? Huh?
I'm sorry.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You don't buy anything, you hear me? Don't buy anything.
You never give me anything but love, Vinny. That's the only thing you've plenty of.
Don't try to make me out to be a creep, huh? You know me. You know in your heart of hearts. Anything you want, you could have. What do you want? A brand new car? A hot new dress, huh?
Yeah. You say that now. But after sex, it's all you do is spend my money, Lisa. What's wrong with the dress and the car you're driving now, Lisa?
I say that! Never.
How the hell's it going? Did you make any money yet?
Vinny, I'm tired of this shit. I'm a hot little thing, you know. A lot of guys want me. I could get a lot of stuff.
Stuff, huh? Oh, that's the word for the hour now. Stuff. What kind of stuff are you talking about, Lisa? All of a sudden, what do you want? Cars? Clothes? Jewelry? What up? You know, you used to be such a stand-up broad. That's why I was crazy about you for all these years. You were the best girl in the neighborhood. Stand by your man. Stick up for me. Stick with me.
Fuck you, Vinny. All you want to do is Vinny. That's what I'm saying. I'm not marrying you. I want more than dick, okay? You got it? Bottom line, you gotta come up with more than a hard-on, Vinny.
I'm crushed.
Guy walks in, comes up, bop, bop, back of the head, walks right out.
Gangland USA, Gino Corelli was sitting down with some calamar. He'd just stolen the account books of Alphonse the Wolf Lupo. He felt like celebrating.
And just a gigolo, everywhere I go. Keep below the bottom, pay for every dance.
Louis Prima, the best.
And there will come a day when youth will pass away. What will they say about me when the end comes? I know just a gigolo. Life goes on without me.
Cause
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody.
Just for me. I'm sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely.
Oh, some sweet mom, come take a chance with me, cause I ain't so bad.
What do
you think is about
me? The end comes, I know, they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. I ain't got nobody.
Where'd you get laid last night?
Mike, I don't get laid. I make love.
I'll never forget you, kid.
Nor are you.
Remember me to your husband. Tell him he'll never know you the way I know you.
I lied. I will forget you. I'll forget you by tonight.
Makeup and hair here?
Yes, Mr. Starr.
Yes, Mr. Starr.
You made it look like an angel. I don't know how you've done it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Starr.
Thank you, Mr. Starr.
Those French girls, they really, they've really got depth.
Who wrote that scene?
The English writer, Monroe, Boxley. It's the last thing he wrote before he left.
What a great going-away present. Whoever heard anyone say, nor are you? Has anyone ever said, nor are you, to you? Nor are you. Nor are you. We'll have to rewrite the scene and reshoot it. It's absolute crap. People don't speak like that. Do I have any writers around here who understand the way people talk? Norman.
Yes, Monroe.
Put four writers on that scene tonight, and I want to see the rewrites before they shoot it.
Sure, Monroe.
How much is it going to cost to reshoot that scene?
Well, I don't care what it costs. Make it.
Attention, déluge de stars dans certains MFIP. Marisa Tomei et Joe Pesci en duo, puis Robert De Niro chantant Just Gigolo avec Louis Prima dans Mad Dog and Glory. Enfin, un extrait du dernier Nabab d'Elia Kazan, dans lequel nous avons entendu Jeanne Moreau, Tony Curtis, Mitchum et Bob, au générique d'un film sorti en 1976, d'après le roman de Fitzgerald, adapté par Harold Pinter. Mais laissons Kazan expliquer comment il a utilisé la part féminine de l'acteur et combien De Niro était sensible à la générosité méditerranéenne de son metteur en scène.
De Niro is anything but a Monroe star had. I had also trained Bobby to do something that young men today don't like to show, which is that they're afraid of, that they're shy with women, afraid of women. Bobby's not. Well, that's a whole new way of behaving for Bobby. And the end of it, Bobby performed a miracle.
Kazan, he was very simple, very easy, doesn't make big demands on you, and had, maybe it's a temperament like a Mediterranean thing. He's Greek, Italian, I don't know, it's just a, it's more an emotional, more of a sensual, emotional feeling thing, not cold in a way.
Mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not, love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank you.
Les pêcheurs de perles de Bizet dans Le Dernier Nabab, puis la musique d'Ennio Morricone pour Mission de Roland Joffé dans Certains Lemfip, Palme d'Or à Cannes en 1986. Une histoire mettant en scène le drame de conscience que vivent les jésuites installés en Amérique du Sud au XVIIIe siècle lorsqu'ils sont contraints d'abandonner leur mission évangélique auprès des Indiens Guarani. La partition combine chorale liturgique, percussions amérindiennes et guitare d'influence espagnole magnifiquement portée par le London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Has anybody seen Lowry? Has anybody seen Sam Lowry?
Remember back when every hour was spent a different way. Whatever comes next, there's no way to know. I'll make it up as I go. Through the years, back and forth, of wearing every night before, I never was one for taking it slow. I'll make it up as I go. Don't count me out, because I know I can. Take all that's broken and put it back together again. There just isn't a plan. There's just no way to move. For once in my life, I'm setting my sights to make it up as I go.
Sur la BO de Brazil de Terry Gilliam, où Robert De Niro joue les plombiers subversifs, puis Diana Krall en conclusion de The Score, où Bob croise enfin pour de vrai la route de Marlon Brando, dont c'est le dernier film. Dans certains MFIP, extrait du face-à-face entre un truand qui veut raccrocher De Niro et son commanditaire qui est trop gourmand, Brando.
Hey, Nick.
Nick.
Jesus. How are you?
Now, you gotta tell me the magic word.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Good, good. Jesus, sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. Bravo. Making sense.
But because of the risk involved, my end's gotta be $6 million.
Operator? $6 fucking million? What happened to four?
I'm doing it in my backyard. I'm not gonna go like that. I'm sorry. If you want me to do this, you gotta pay me what's right. It's gotta be that way.
I always pay you what's right.
You always think you pay me what's right. I always know when you pay me. It's not always right. I need this for this.
I like your style. Yeah, well, okay, I understand.
I want to pay off the club, the mortgage. I want to own this place free and clear. I want it to be mine. I live the way I want, because after this, no more jobs. This is the last one I'm doing. When you love someone, you've got to trust them. There's no other way. You've got to give them the key to everything that's yours. Otherwise, what's the point? And for a while, I believed that's the kind of love I had. Funny thing was, after all that, I didn't want her to go. She was the mother of my kid. I loved her. Later, I realized I didn't want to give her the money, because if I did, I knew I'd never see her again.
Killed. Yes, I want him killed. I fucking had it. It was Charles will be with me on this.
You want to get rid of me? Here I am. Go ahead, get rid of me.
Hello?
I fucking hate you! Can't take it anymore! Yes, I want to kill you! I hate your fucking guts!
You hate my guts!
Sick of me!
I want you to come with me now! Come with me now! Come with me now! I want you out of here! I want you out of here! I want you out of here! Take your fucking bag and get out of here!
I'll go, but I want my money right now!
I'll get your money, don't worry.
The arrangement is over!
No kidding! No kidding!
And I still get my money! I need some cash right now! You can't just put me
I'll
in the street!
Cash. You know, you haven't been straight with me ever since I met you. You never even loved me in the first place. I need eyes in the back of my
love
fucking
you.
Head with you, fucking bastard!
How can I love you? How can I love you? Treat me like I'm your fucking dog!
You're lower than a dog!
Fuck you!
Yeah. Is this enough money? I will last it 2 fucking days! Take it, greedy bitch! Take the fucking money!
Go to the bank and I'm getting my jewelry too!
Good, it opens at 9 a.m. Be there!
Don't you send your guys down there to stop me! I mean!
I guarantee you, I will not stop!
Stop here! Get rid of me with one
Come
fucking suitcase!
Get the rest! Get out of here!
Bye! I'm taking it.
You're not taking
it. I am! I'm waking her up right now!
Stop, you're a junkie! Get out of here!
I am not! She's my daughter! Don't let me!
My daughter is the one I've got! Damn you!
Come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money, yeah, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in Orion of the money, yeah. I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain. Worship, yeah.
Pretty, also pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, and I pity any girl with me tonight.
I'm treating him with Dorazine, 300 milligrams BID. Seems to keep him pretty calm.
That would keep the Middle East pretty calm.
And he just keeps singing West Side Story songs.
Yeah.
Tonight, Maria, the balcony scene. You should get him to do Officer Krupke. It's really good.
Maria, I'll never stop saying, Maria, Maria!
Paul?
Maria!
Paul, it's me, Dr. Sobel.
Maria!
Tony?
Maria! Oh, Maria! Oh, my God! Thank God you've come!
Yes.
You've got to get me out of here!
Okay, Tony.
You promise?
I promise.
Teodoro.
Teodoro, what a time.
Teodoro, oh yeah, en conclusion d'un certain MFIP autour du prince des gangsters. On le retrouvait en compagnie de Sharon Stone dans Casino, puis avec Ray Charles dans King of Comedy, où il compose un grinçant duo avec Jerry Lewis, et enfin en solo massacrant la Maria de West Side Story dans Mafia Blues, où en proie au doute et à la dépression, il se soigne chez un psy incarné par Billy Crystal. Vous pouvez podcaster et réécouter cette émission à l'envi sur fipradio.fr. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine à l'occasion de la sortie de son nouvel album, le cinématographique Loudi, nous recevrons le compositeur Christophe Chassol.
C'est vrai qu'avant, je voyais les compositeurs de musique de film qui faisaient des groupes ou qui venaient du rock, je les voyais pas comme des gens sérieux. Donc je me disais, oui, il faut faire ça, mais il faut être compositeur. Et puis, mais en fait, moi je tourne, je fais des disques, donc je préfère être compositeur de musique de film de cette façon-là plutôt que d'être... que de ne faire que ça.
No more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!